Manager of SC Edmonton, Colin Miller, joins us. Colin, how are you?
I'm doing great, Jason. Thanks very much for having us back on the show.
I appreciate you coming on. Were you able to catch up on Coronation Street now that you got back from your road trip?
I'm one episode behind, pal. Since I came back, I've been studying players and teams that we're playing against and trying to catch up with my Coronation Street. So I'm almost there. I'm almost in my happy place.
Okay. Now, is there any new twists or turns in Coronation Street that have you excited?
Well, it's depressing because Deirdre's passed away, and she's been in the show for many, many years. So it was quite emotional watching that last night.
Oh, I love it. I asked Coronation Street's a beautiful show, man. I love it. The road trip, I know when I talked to you, you weren't exactly excited about having to go to Lauderdale, then to San Antonio and back to Tampa, but your team was able to, despite travel and despite having some injuries, you were able to get the results. I think you'd have to be pretty happy with that road trip, not having any defeats. Tell me, what was the best thing about your team in that three-game swing?
I think the character that was shown, Jason, the guys... You know, we left Edmonton with 15 players, two of them being goalkeepers, one of them being an ex-academy player that was on a week-to-week contract with Bruno Zebi and young Marco Aleksic, an 18-year-old centre-back. So it was, it was compared to what we could potentially have, it was quite a depleted squad with so many first-team or recognised first-team players missing. So what was really outstanding was the character and the commitment from the guys that were on the road with us. I deliberately didn't want to take any players that couldn't give us any playing minutes because I wanted the group that was that was traveling with us to be totally focused, totally committed on the cause. And goodness me, the guys answered the bell. It was just a fantastic effort from the staff and the players. Really, really proud of the guys, and I'm sure the Eddies fans and ownership, Tom and Dave Pfaff, must have been really pleased with what we accomplished.
Colin, you've already got as many wins through four games as you did through the entire spring season part of the schedule, if I'm not mistaken. Is this just a case, in your mind, of the group you've got, as you described, pulling together, being focused, and doing what needs to be done? Because you're far from overstocked with the people you need now.
Yeah. Good question. I think the difference for me at the moment is the attitude towards the defending. We were the top scorers in the league at one point and may still be the top scorers in the league, but we were also the elephant in castle, the pig and whistle pub, whatever you want to call it from a defensive point of view. And, you know, if you're going to compete in this level of football and higher, then if you're giving goals away, you know, for Christmas presents in the spring season, there's not a chance that you're going to make the playoffs. So we deliberately set our stall out to be much, much harder to beat. So the guys, when they come in for the fall preseason, we really stressed and hammered them every day on defending and making sure the guys were aware of their responsibilities defensively. That has been, for me, the biggest change between the spring season and the fall season. Same group of players, but we've just finished four games and we've only given three goals up, which is a fantastic accomplishment from a group that were, you know, almost, giving goals away for fun at one point in the spring season. So that in itself, we will score goals. I can assure you we are an attack-minded team, but the attack-minded team, first and foremost, must now defend. And a combination of both being lethal going forward and being much, much harder to break down has made us, has given us the opportunity to be at the top of the table.
Colin Miller, manager of FC Edmonton, joins us. Colin, are some of those injury guys going to be back on the pitch on Sunday?
Yes, there must be. Well, it was great yesterday. It was like the Pied Piper when I arrived, because there was all these players following us going in the warm-up, and I thought, goodness me, how good is this to see so many of the injured guys coming back. And I've got to give our trainers, Jose Jimenez and Brandon Salter, and our doc, Dr. Freitas, a lot of credit for trying to get them back as quickly as possible without re-injuring them. And that's been the important thing. So long-winded answer as usual from me. But yes, we will have some players available for selection on Sunday. Whether that's limited minutes, whether that's the players starting the game, remains to be seen. It's still early in the week in terms of our preparation.
Colin, talking about Sunday, who are those players? Can you tell us who are most likely to at least be available? And then do you expect a trickle of the remainder to come in following days?
Yeah, I would think the one that's definitely out at the moment would be Saini Niasse. And so that means that Tomi Amiobi is now fit and available for selection. Richie Jones, Frank Jonkey, of course, who made the trip with us. Who else is there? I don't want to miss anybody out, but there are Lance Lang. I want them to do really well for Jamaica tonight, but all our Jamaican friends, I'm sorry, but I actually hope for a US win for the first time in my life tonight in the Gold Cup, which will mean that Lange's available for us on Sunday. Hanson Boakai has returned now from the Pan Am Games, so he's available to us as well. So we're slowly but surely getting everybody back in the group together.
Colin, I just want to go back to this refocus on defense you talked about. Totally different level, but at any level of soccer, I have a son who all he wants to do is chase the ball and score. Pros are like that too. It's more fun to score than it is to do the hard work to defend. You said you've got the same personnel, so how did you get them to refocus, and did you tweak the way you approach it at all in terms of your positioning?
I've got to say, and I know it's a family channel, but there was a few bad words thrown in to some of the practices, and just basically a change in their attitude. You know, the guys are well aware that they were giving goals away far, far too easily for this level of the game, and they recognised that. And I've got to say that they responded fantastically well to the training that we were giving them, and they could see the benefits in the training because, you know, from one point of view, it's really positive where you're not seeing a lot of goals going in the training, but the other side of it, you want to see goals coming in. But what was really important for me was that the attitude had changed. You know, guys were now going to be accountable for not staying with people getting into the box, not winning hits, not getting blocks on shots, and so on and so forth. So it was a real intense pre-season from a defensive point of view. Because we knew we had the quality of the player that would score goals in the team, regardless of who plays up front, who plays wide. We've got good players at FC Edmonton, so we knew we would score goals. But we had to correct that defensive mindset, and we hammered the players on a daily basis. If they didn't do it, they would get the belt or the threat of the stopwatch would come out. So all those things culminated in a far, far better goals against so far, touch wood, this season.
Colin, now you enter after a three-game road trip. Now you're at home this Sunday, the following Sunday, and then the Wednesday you've got Atlanta, Ottawa, and Indy coming to town. Ottawa right behind you in the standings, Atlanta and Indy right in the middle of the pack. The Silverbacks are in town on Sunday. What is the biggest threat that they present to your team?
The biggest threat that they present would be us ourselves, and that's a difficult answer, I'm sure, guys, but we've come back from a successful road trip in terms of gaining 5 points, but that is now history. Now we have to be at our very best against a team that we've beaten earlier on in the season at home. They've changed their formation. They've brought in 6 new players. They've off to a good start. The chance, it's great because I'll get the chance to see both Atlanta and Ottawa tonight because they play against each other in the midweek game. So we'll see them firsthand, you know, with us being the next guys in. But I want our attitude to be as ruthless as it was on the road. If we can bring that attitude and that desire, that passion that we've shown away from home, bring that back home with the Eddies fans supporting us as much as they can, then I think we'll be in a good place. We'll have to be at our best. There's not an easy game in this league, guys, but we've given ourselves a chance. I wanted to be able to come back from the road trip in the pack, you know, at least in the pack because of the games that we have at home here. But you have to win those games. These home games now. We have to try to shoot for 3 points in every one of them.
Colin, always great to catch up with you. Enjoy the match, and hopefully you'll be able to catch up on Coronation Street before Sunday.
Yeah, there's also a great occasion, guys. If I can just squeeze this in we've got the Woodall Cup on Sunday, 10 o'clock kickoff at Clark Park for Constable Woodall, who passed away, who died. We're raising money for the Woodall Family Trust. Tickets are $10 admission. Yours truly will be playing, so at least people will get a sense of humor and a good laugh watching these old legs trying to play. And should be lots of fun. 10 o'clock kickoff. All the money goes to the proceeds of the Woodall Trust, the Woodall Family Trust. So it's a fantastic cause. I hear there's going to be a really good crowd. Come out and support it. Come out and support the Eddies.
So who's on your team?
There's expats, ex-Brits, if you like, playing against the Edmonton Police, and it should be fun and games. The guys approached me to play because they needed a quality Scotsman, and it was all full of English and Irish and all that. They needed to add some real quality, so they've got the 15-year-old bagpiper here. So it should be fun and games. Even my teeth are cramping at the moment thinking about having to play in this game.
Are your players going to be sneaking out to watch this to have some fun with their coach afterwards?
Yeah, I could just imagine. Everybody's a comedian, when you see the old guy playing. But I got to take my glasses off, and now I'm like Mr. Magoo. They're gonna have to put a bell in the ball, so I can get a chance to see where it is, because my eyesight's not the best without these goggles on. I'm actually like Bubbles out of Trailer Park Boys with these goggles on here. So I've got to take them off, and if you see me running about with my hands outstretched, that's exactly why, because I can't see where I'm going.
Well, Colin, definitely sounds like you'll be worth the price of admission. A great cause, the Woodall Cup. 10 a.m. it starts. And then, of course, you can stick around, and you got the Eddies that afternoon. So great kind of a double dip for soccer. Great day. Enjoy it.
Yeah, thanks very much, guys. I really appreciate it.